This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM in Willits, California. Ha! Greg Schindel, train singer, now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! Chugga 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 up the hill, puffing and chugging, you know the engine will reach that summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety clickety clackety clack. Whoopee! Whoopee! Hey, whoopee! Whoopee! You know, whoopee, it's your me, Jay. Whoopee, how many ways can we prepare turkey for a week or so? Leftovers. You know, speaking of turkeys, since many families are actually complying in France with this COVID restrictions and not gathering in large groups, over many, of course, are thinking it's either worth the risk or the whole thing's a hoax. But I'm not talking about that. Those people, believe it or not, the sale of the large turkeys, you know, them 80-pounders, or turkeys in general, is a little bit off this year. And I wonder, all those turkeys, where will they go? You know, turkeys are really, they're actually only, I think about it, only a once-a-year thing. You know, try buying a whole turkey like in July or August. You know, there's lots of turkey breasts or ground turkey, but no whole turkeys in the summertime. Hey, could this bring disaster to the turkey industry? There I go. More negative scenarios and ramifications of an already weird and confusing period in our history. Hey, everybody, heck, go out and buy a turkey. As I was riding down the road, tired team and heavy load, cracked my whip, the leader sprung. I said, day, day, to the wagon tongue, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Roll him up, twist him up behind the car, and hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Yeah, turkey. Well, I met Mr. Fine Catfish coming downstream. Says, Mr. Catfish, what do you mean? I caught Mr. Catfish by the snout, turned Mr. Catfish inside out. Whoa, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Ah, roll him up, twist him up, ah, just a haul, hit him up a two-call, turkey in the straw. Well, I went out to milk, didn't know how. I milked a goat instead of a cow. A monkey sitting on a pile of straw, winking at his mother-in-law. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Roll him up, twist him up, I took a haul, hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Yeah, turkey. Well, I come to the river and I couldn't get across. I paid $5 for an old blind horse. He wouldn't go ahead, wouldn't stand still. He went up and down like an old sawmill. Whoa, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Oh, roll him up, twist him up, I take a haul, hit him up a tune called, yeah. Well, as I come down the New Cod Road, I met Mr. Bullfrog, met Miss Toad, and every time Miss Toad would sing, a bullfrog got up a pigeon wing. Whoa, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. I roll him up, twist him up, I dug a haw, and hit him up a two-gall, turkey in the straw. Hey, I jumped in the seat, I gave a little shout. Horses run away, broke the wagon all about. Sugar in the gourd, honey in the horn. I never was so happy since the bottle I was born. Oh, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. I roll him up, twist him up, I dig a haul. And hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. I don't know why, but I guess it's all about the turkey that makes me think of that song. You know, whoa, roll 'em up. Roll one, twist one up, baby. Hi, woo, tuck a haw, I take a head. Oh, hit 'em up. What does that sound like to you? Oh, come on, come on, okay. Hey, Thanksgiving Day. Why not a Thanksgiving year? Or every day be a Thanksgiving day. You know, last week I meant to read a short story, short piece sent to me by my dear friend Betty from Ukiah. Hi, Betty. Hello, Betty. I'm in your room right now. Okay, since I had forgotten it, I said last week that I would read it. So here it is. And this has come up. Publication called Pathways to Peace, Peace Tales. Old Joe and the Carpenter. Old Joe lived way out in the countryside, and he had one good neighbor. And they'd been friends all their lives long. It seemed they had grown old together, and now that their spouses were dead and buried, and their children raised and living lives of their own in other places, all they had left were their farms and each other. But for the first time in their long relationship, they'd had an argument. And it was a silly argument. It was over a stray calf that neither one really needed. It seems as though the calf was found on Joe's neighbor's land, and so he claimed it as his own. But old Joe said, "No, no, now that calf has the same markings as my favorite cow, and I recognize it as being mine." Well, they were both a bit stubborn, so the upshot of it was they just stopped talking to each other. And that happened about a week before, and it seemed that a dark cloud had settled over old Joe until there came a knock on the door. Now, he wasn't expecting anyone that morning, so. And as he opened the door, he saw standing before him a young man who had a box of wooden tools on his shoulder. And, well, he had a kind voice and rather dark, deep eyes. And he said, "I'm just a carpenter, and I'm looking for a bit of work. Maybe you'd have some small jobs here and there that I can help with." Well, old Joe, he wasn't the kind of fellow to take someone on just right off, so he brought him on into the kitchen and sat him down and gave him some stew and that he had on the back of the stove. There was some homemade bread. It was baked fresh early that morning. Some fresh churned butter. Oh, yikes. Homemade jam. Hey, while they were sitting and eating and talking, Joe decided that he liked this young fellow, and he said, "You know, I do have a job for you. Look right there through my kitchen window. You see that farm over there across the way? That's my neighbor's piece. And you see that creek running right down there between our property lines? Well, that creek, it wasn't there last week. My neighbor did that to spite me. Dad, burn it. He took his plow up there with a tractor, and he just dug a big old furrow from the upper pond, and then he flooded it. Well, I want you to do one better. Since he wants us divided that way, you go out there and build me a fence, a big, tall fence, so I won't even have to see his place no more. Gold burn him anyway." And the carpenter said, "Well, if you have the lumber and the nails, I've got my tools, and I'll be able to do a job that you'll like." Joe had to go to town to get supplies, so he hitched up the wagon and showed the carpenter where everything was in the barn. And that carpenter, well, he carried everything he needed down to the creek side, and he started to work. And oh, his work. It went smooth and fast. He did his measuring and his sawing and his nailing. And it was about sunset when old Joe returned and the carpenter had finished his work. And when old Joe pulled up that wagon, his eyes opened wide and his mouth fell open, because there wasn't a fence there at all. It was a bridge going from one side of the creek to the other. It had handrails and all, a fine piece of work, and his neighbor was just starting to cross the other side of that bridge with his hand stuck out, and he was saying, "Joe, oh, you're quite a fellow to build this bridge. I'd have never been able to do that. I'm so glad we're going to be friends again." And Joe, he put his arms around his neighbor and he said, "Oh, that calf is yours. I've known it all the time. I just want to be your friend, too." Well, about that time, the carpenter started putting his tools in the box and then hoisted it up onto his shoulder, and he started to walk away. And Joe said, no, wait, no, come on back, young fellow. I want you to stay on. I've got lots of project for you." And the carpenter just smiled and said, "Well, I'd like to stay on, Joe, but you see, I can't. I've got more bridges to build." And so he walked on, and there ends my tale. Now, it's a tale from the United States, retold by Pleasant to Spain. There's a little addend right here, a Turkish proverb that says, 1,000 friends are too little. One enemy is too many. Whoa, I do. Sometimes simple and even trite anecdotes can remind us of what I call the hidden obvious. The hidden obvious. Now, I have to ask myself, am I a bridge builder or a wall builder? What about a character builder? Hey, and who was that dark-eyed carpenter? Thank you very much, Betty. Thank you. I love the story. Hey, you know, you are riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9, right up here in, you know, well, that's, and I'm Greg Schindel, and hey, hi, train singer. Hey, Greg. Hey, why don't you drive the Bipolar Express for a while? You know, I've really been hogging. No, come on, Greg. I've been doing, oh, come on. Woo, 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 woo. All right, Greg. It's my pleasure, you know. But, you know, since you're calling me back, I have to say, I also have, oh, wait a minute. Before I get into that, let's just follow that wonderful little story with kind of what I call a traditional Thanksgiving, and also could be Christmas. By the way, my wife's dream is to take a ride in a sleigh pulled by a horse. Have anybody ever done that? Dashing through the snow in a one horse open. Over the river and through the wood to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood, how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the noses. Over the ground we go. Over the river and through the wood, straight through the barnyard gate. We seem to go extremely slow, it is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the wood, now grandmother's cap I spy. Hurrah for the fun, is the pudding done? Hurrah for the pumpkin pie. I love that stuff. Over the river and through the wood, grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over over the river and through the wood, trot fast, my dapple gray. Spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for this is Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, I got, they got some snow up there in Idaho, up in the weary North Country, and yes. Anyway, we might get snow this year too. Okay, yeah, there you go, Greg. I'll give the show back to you. You were saying something. Yes, I was saying something, but that's okay. It's just the radio. It's just KLLG, and what do you expect on the bipolar? Gosh, okay. Hey, all right. Now, I do have a little more railroad color from the past to share from, again, Railroad Avenue. And let me see. It's next to Casey Jones. Freeman Hubbard, he's the author of this Railroad Avenue magazine. He likes the poem Hogshead Dying Request because he says it catches the flavor of the type of railroading that once existed but will never return. So this is called Hogshead. Now, let me tell you what a hoghead is. That's an engineer. It's part of the lingo of the rails. See how many of these railroad lingo terms you can pick up. Here we go. A hoghead on his deathbed lay. His life was ebbing fast away. His friends around him closely pressed to hear the hogger's last request. He said, "Before I bid adieu, one last request I'll make of you. Before I soar beyond the stars, just hook me on to 90 cars. Oh, let me on that engine there, just see how rough I handle air. Oh, let me at some water tank make a big hole stop and give a yank. And then from the corner of my eye, I'll watch the pieces as they fly by. And then I'll calmly, softly sit me down and watch the dust clouds settle around. Oh, let me pull a drawbar out and take my can with its long snout and get me down upon the ground and take my time to oil around. Then far behind in that red caboose, I'll hear the conductor turning loose a few pet names, as in days of yore, I've heard a thousand times before. Oh, just once more before I'm dead, let me stand the conductor on his head, and let me see him crawl from beneath the wreck with a window sash hung around his neck. And you, dear friends, I'll have to thank if you'll let me die at the water tank with my ears that familiar sound of Tallowpot pulling the tank spot down. Oh, let the train with drawbar down have all the crossings blocked in town. And when they chain those cars together, I hope it'll be in sloppy weather. And when at last in the grave I'm laid, let it be in the cool of the water tank shade, and put within my lifeless hand a monkey wrench and an old oil can. A marble slab I do not crave, just mark the head of my lonely grave, with a drawbar pointing toward the skies, showing the spot where this hogger lies. Then fainter drew the hogger's tone. His friends around him began to groan. His mind was wandering far away, and perhaps to some other bygone day, and when he, as a hogger of great renown, was turning cabooses upside down, perhaps his mind was wandering back to a drawbar close beside the track. And while he was trying to start the train and was doing his best to break the chain, then his face lit up in a joyful light and his soul prepared to take its flight. His friends called to him in sad refrain. He smiled and said, "I've broken the chain." Then closing his eyes, he said no more. He was doubling the hill to the further shore. You know, the guy, the author continues to say, I've never been able to find out who Henry McNamara was, the man who wrote this poem. But my guess is that he was a conductor. And that's fine. That's a fine, subtle humor in McNamara's delineation of the joy that an old-timer locomotive engineer takes, even on his deathbed, in making life as hard as possible for the conductor. And for the benefit of readers who are not familiar with railroad operation, I might say that the drawbar is the tongue that is used in coupling the rolling stock on a train. The ancient throttle artist's desire is to handle his air brake so roughly that he'll snap a drawbar, thus stopping the train in such a place that a town's railroad crossings will all be blocked. And then, after the conductor has chained up the train, in bad weather even, he will take a malicious delight in breaking that chain. Ooh, railroad, it's a dirty business. Okay, now, what have I got here? Oh, I see. Yes, well, since he thought that next to Casey Jones, that was, you know, you know what I'm saying. That was supposed to be what's happening. So, well, let's do a little Casey Jones. Come on around us if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones, the world's a roller name. 6'8", a wheeler that he rolled to fame. They call a car to Casey about a half past four. Kissed his wife at the station door. Well, I'm in the cabin with his orders in his hand, saying, this is a trip to the promised land. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, orders in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Through South Memphis, the yards are gonna fly. The rain was falling and the water was high. Everybody knew by the engine moan, the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. And Jonah said to fireman, now don't you fret. Sim Whip said, well, I ain't giving up yet. And I was later with the southbound mail. We'll be on the time, oh, we'll leave the rail. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Oh, Casey Jones, leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Uh-oh. Dead on the rail was a passenger train, and the blood was boiling in Casey's brain. Casey said, hey, look out ahead. Now jump, or we'll all be dead. A hand on the whistle and a hand on the brake. North Mississippi was wide awake. I see a railroad official said, a good engineer to be not in bed. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, what is in his hand? Casey Jones leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Whoa. Headache and heartache and all kind of pain, all a part of a railroad train. Sweat, toil, the good and the grand, they're all of a part of a railroad man. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Oh, Casey Jones, boy. You know, if he was a really great guy. I mean, anyway, I don't know how he's a great guy or not. By the way, you are on the Bipolar Express, so watch. Okay. Now, I want to give you a little bit more of some railroad lingo that we were talking about. You know, age by the seniority or length of service. Hey, he's got some age going for him. An air monkey, by the way, is an air brake repairman. Alley, that's a clear track in railroad yard. Anchor them. That means set brakes on steel cars. The op-ed is release anchors. Armstrong, old style equipment operated by muscular effort, like John Henry, such as handbrakes. Some turntables, engines without automatic stokers, etc. An artist. Well, that's a man who is particularly adept, usually with prefix such as brake, pin, speed, etc. Ash cat. Locomotive fireman. Back to the farm. That means laid off on account of slack business. Hey, when a man is discharged, he's given 6 months twice a year. Hey, bad order. Cripple car or locomotive, often called cripple, must be marked at night by blue light when men are working around it. Bail it in. That means feed the locomotive firebox. And a bakehead. And a locomotive fireman. He's also called bell ringer, black tie, and many other names scattered throughout the glossary. You know, you got to know that they call him a bell ringer because the fireman is on the left side and he rings the bell. You know, the fireman rings the bell. The fireman rings the bell. Engineer blows the whistle. And the fireman rings the bell. And that's it. The whistle, by the way, is on the right side. Didn't know that? Hey, well, they also say to blackball is to deny employment to someone by putting his name on a blacklist. And red ball is a fast freight. A green ball is a perishable fruit or vegetable shipment. And ball in the jack is making a fast run. See, other terms are even more picturesque. For instance, a veteran who retires, quote, gets the rocking chair, while a leaky old steam engine is disgustedly a tea kettle or coffee pot or junk pile that couldn't pull a setting hen off her nest. You know, a fair example of the use of such lingo is the poem In Railroad Town by Earl Franklin Baker. It runs as follows. In Railroad Town, and by the way, before I go any further, listen for the lingo in this one. In Railroad Town, the yard gets toil, the yard goats toil, and powder up the rails with sand, while journals get the waste and oil, the crummy silently does stand. The hot shots clamor fills the air, the drill crewmen all lean and brown go dancing nightly to the blare of herding cars in Railroad Town. I know, for I too was one of these, the dumbest boomer of the band, a youthful spring in legs and knees, a bright glim ready in my hand. From Beanery Queens I got my cue to swap a kiss or play the clown. It mattered not when jobs were new, and likewise short in Railroad Town. I close my eyes and see them still, the bakehead scooping black with dust, the pinhead cutting off the mill, the play of lights on streaks o' rust, the girl who worked at Mother Hall's, the steak you saved, the super's frown. What memories haunt my cottage walls in Railroad Town, in Railroad Town. Ooh, it's kind of spooky, isn't it? It is to me, anyway. Utah Phillips. Hey, when I was just a boy, living by the tracks, us kids would gather up the coal in a great big gunny sack. Then we hear the roaring sound as the train pulled into view. Engineer smiled and waved as she ran a rolling through. She blew so loud and clear that we covered up our ear. County cars, how's a week ago? I can almost hear the steam and the big old driver. Steam with a sound my little boy may never know. Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Carry lots of grown-up folks, little kids inside. Is it bigger than a house? How can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, hey, Daddy, what's a train? You know, I guess the times have changed and kids are different now. Some don't even see no frick milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. Well, I remember when we memorized the names on railroad cars. There was a Wabash and TP, the Lackawanna and IC. The Nickel Plate, the good old Santa Fe. Names out of the past, and I know they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than a house? How can I explain when my little boy asks me, Daddy, what's a train? Well, we jumped into the car and drove down into town, right up to that depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. Now all the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those memories appear. But it's plain to see they mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Hogshead. Hey, Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside. Bigger than a house? How can I explain? When my little boy asks me, Daddy, what's a train? Well, I gotta say, this is Greg Schindel, train singer. We're riding with you on the Bipolar Express. KLL GLP 97.9 FM, right up here in Willits. Hey, Mike Burgess, the engineer and one of the powerhouses behind this station, by the way. I don't know what we do without you, Mike. Mike, are you listening? Mwah. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, Mike and I had a fun time a couple of weeks ago regarding the musical recording, the musical soundtrack for the Skunk Train's annual Christmas train. So, you know, I can't be there and singing in person, you know, spraying all those wonderful songs. Anyway, so I'll still be there in spirit with joyful Christmas songs. Yeah. So Christmas trains, you know, they begin on the right after day after Thanksgiving. It's already starting. So call for reservations if you wish at www.skunktrain.com. Hey, got Rona? No, that's kind of stupid, isn't it? Got water, got milk, got Rona. Hey, that's a kind of classic.
Yeah, I had it last week. No big deal, right? Yeah. Well, my mother died, my grandma, but I'm fine. Hey, let's go to work. Woo.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, it was great to dust off Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman for this recording, by the way. But I must say, at 5 rides per day, I think there's over 50 rides that are scheduled.
Those Christmas tunes, they drive me crazy, Rudolph the Mutt. Frosty, how did I melt your little...
And anyway, last year and the year before, I just kind of lost my mind a little further. And good thing it happened this year, because I don't think... Never mind. And again, I'm revealing too much on the radio. Radio. Now, a recent outdoor appearance, I was asked to sing the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. And I go, that's not really one of the songs that gets requested all the time. And I pulled it off, but gosh, it was some of those. I couldn't believe how much I've forgotten. So I'm going to do this just so I can remember how to do this thing. Atchison, A-T-S-F. Ha! Do you hear that whistle? Down the line, I figure that's engine number 49. She's the only one that sound that way. The Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. All aboard, she's on her way. See the old smoke rising around the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around this park, it's the time of day. The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. All aboard, here she come. Here we go. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. Whoa, 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 whoa. She got a list of passengers that's mighty big, and they all want a list at Brown's Hotel. Lots of them are traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the action to Pika and the Santa Fe. Oh! I'm back in Ohio, where I come from. I done a lot of dreaming, I traveled some, but I never thought I'd see the day I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe. Oh, I lay across my windowsill, hear the whistle echoing across the hills. I watch those lights until they fade away on the action, the Pika and the Santa Fe. What a thrill, with the wheels singing westward ho, from the day I heard them start. Across the Kansas Plain to New Mexico, I guess I got a little dizzy in my when I'm old and gray and settled down. Never get a chance to sneak away from town, I'll spend my busman's holiday on the action, the Pika and the Santa Fe. The action, the Pika and the Santa Fe. Yeah, man, that one cooks right along. I almost pulled it off again. Hey, but you know that that leads me to another fun tune. So we get Balling the Jack in this one too. Oh, baby, ah, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm heading for the station with a bag on my back. A tight transportation in the back of a hat. In my love, you hear the rhythm of the clickety clack and hear the lonesome whistle, smoke from the back. Pile around my Democratic fellas named Mac. Oh, take me right back to the track. Jack, whoa, choo choo. Choo choo, tobogga, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, tobogga, choo choo. Choo-choo-to-boogie, take me right back to the shop. Jam-jam, whoa! Reach your destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take the morning paper from the top of the stack. You read the situation from the front to the back. The only job is smoking is a man with a knack. So put it right back on the rack. Jack, choo-choo, a choo-choo-to-boogie. Woo-woo-woo-woo-boogie, woo a choo-choo. Choo-choo-to-boogie, put it right back on the rack, Jack. Boogie woogie. Oh, put it right back on the rack, Jack. I'm gonna settle down by the railroad track and live a life of rally in a beating down a shaker. And I hear daddy whistle on the beef with the track and watch our trains and run when they're balling the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clean like, oh, take me right back to the shack, Jack of old choo choo. A choo choo to boogie, woo 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 choo choo. Ah, woo 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 choo 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 woo 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 choo choo. Take me right back to the Jack, old Jack. Ow, maybe. Yeah, gee, that's a fun train singer. Gosh, I'd just love to do these, Greg. You know I do. And I really miss it. I do. But here I am on the radio. This is the train singer. And Greg, I'm over here. I know, Greg. We're very close. Sometimes we're so close that I feel like I'm brushing his teeth. Oh, hey. While I'm at it, come on, train boy. This is one of my favorite show-off tunes. Especially just, you know, just with my finger-picking thing. Oh, man, look at that. Woo! Hey! Whoa! Right! I sell the morning paper, sir. Name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm a boy in the town. Hear me yelling, morning star, running along the street. Got no hat upon my head and shoes upon my feet. Whoa. Never mind, sir, how I look. Don't look at me and frown. Sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. I'm cold and hungry, sir. My clothes are mighty thin. Travel about from place to place, my daily bread to win. Whoa. Father died a drunkard, sir, heard my mother say. I'm helping mother, sirs, I journey along my way. Mother always tells me, sir, ain't nothing in the world to lose. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, sell the gospel news. Whoa. Sell the morning paper, sir, name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the least boy in the town. Hear me yelling, morning star, running along the street. I got no hat upon my head and no shoes upon my feet. You see how much fun that is? I can't tell you how much fun it is. I mean, I hope you're having fun riding along with me, Train Singer, and Greg on the Bipolar Express. Your radio station, it is www.kllg.org. Asm. What do you expect? You know, I forgot my harmonica, this C, last week. So I skipped this particular song just in order to kind of bring back what I had already. This, by the way, back when train wrecks were happening a lot, songs were very popular. And people kind of got the news through these songs. But this isn't a real one. This is like a compilation of all kinds of weird stuff. On a cold and stormy night, not a star was in sight. The cold north wind come howling down the line. Said a brave engineer, with his sweetheart so dear, and his orders, hello number nine. With a tear in her eye, she kissed him goodbye. Joy in her heart she could not hide. Oh, world seemed bright, for she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Now the train rolled along, wheels hummed a song, the black smoke come a-pouring from the sky. With his headlight a-gleam, seemed to brighten his dream, for tomorrow he'd be coming back. Well, he swung around the hill, his brave heart stood still, headlight was staring in his face. Well, he threw on the air, and he whispered a prayer, for he knew that this would be his final race. In the wreckage he was found, lying there on the ground. He asked him to lift his weary head. As his breath slowly went, with his message he sent to the maiden he thought he was to wed. Ah, there's a little white house we bought for our own. I thought we'd be happy by and by. But I give it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at that golden gate. Bye-bye. Yes. Oh, come on. With all, please, with all seriousness aside. Now let me tell you a story. Old 45, fastest locomotive known by any man alive. On the 31st of April, she made a mad dash. Arrived on time and did not crash. time. See, well, anyway. You know, you cannot crash on the Bipolar Express. And if you do, make sure you do it in your bed or someone else's or at a friend's bed or all the while, you know, doing the living room floor. But anyway, all the while you're tuned to your favorite radio station, mine, of course, KLLG LP 97.9 FM. Hey, you always say hey. Yes, I do. Hey, hey, get your cold beer. Thanks, train singer. I'm staving alive on the radio. So every year, you know, I like to read, not every year, quite often throughout the year, I like to read certain sections from one of my favorite poets, Albert Saijo. So this is I'm going to kind of hand over the show to you, Greg. Well, thank you, train. Thank you, here I come. Okay, now you're Greg. All right, without further ado, I see my time is...
Our time is short. Oh.
Okay. Are we ready for this? Wait a minute. Oh, yes. Gosh. It's called, If Not Civilization, Then What? I want two sides of brain equal size. And in perfect sync, delivering me the world ape ancestor dreamt of. Not this right-handed ad hype dream time. I want my golden age. I want devotion, not systems of promotion. Animal devotion. The quiet of the snake. The mean life expectancy of medieval Cistercian monks was 28. Say they entered order in mid to late teens. They had on average just a dozen years to break through to flower of death. And such was the physical privation trip of the order then. They could last just that long on roots and oat cakes, hard physical labor and poverty of the kind they put on themselves. Here's animal devotion. They understood body is allegory. They allowed themselves two beauties, chanted orison and smooth-hewn stone. They made everything of stone. This was not civilization. It was the divine architecture of the hive. I want rapture for my natural state. I want to stand forth in Blakean nakedness with universal celestial almanac hardwired into brain so can travel to any point in time like space and return. I want to need no tool. I want to go to at least hexachromatic vision where air becomes so textured I can mount it like a bird. I want to pioneer this golden age of hexachromatic vision as I roam over Earth. Should I hit Arctic weather, I want power of metabolic arrest. So can freeze metabolism, to 1% of normal thermic rate, like some frogs and insects and other animals can do. So I freeze to crystalline state and reside in a crystal cage as liquid light held by constant beauties of crystalline shift till warmth returns to thaw me out. Or if I hit suffocating, drying heat, I want power of metabolic arrest to reduce me to a dry cyst at extreme livid of desiccation to wait for rain. And I want solitary rather than gregarious, for what we call history is overwhelming proof that gregarious with perpetual sexual receptivity has been a disastrous strategy for human. I want to be solitary and eat at common table of earth without benefiting or harming anyone. The civilized state always causes us to want utopia. But there is no utopia without utopic mind. Utopic mind can exist in civilization. It can't, because utopic mind is free of theory and civilization is nothing else. The Golden Age can't be designed from outside. It must happen like dawn or Darwin's finches. Ooh, this is Albert Saijo. Man says, you can't live forever. You know your time will come. And the old woman says, not all your dreams can come true. There's just so much a man can do. But the children say, wait for the dawn. Oh, the children say, wait for the dawn. Oh, the children say, wait for the dawn. The old man says, you can't live forever. You know your time will come. And your woman says, not all your dreams can come true. 'Cause there's just so much a man can do. Children say, wait for the dawn. And the children say, wait for the dawn. Ooh, children say, the wait for the dawn, or Darwin's finches. Okay. Hey, well, it's all about our mood right here on KLLG. I'm not exactly sure how much time I have left, but it looks to me like I'm going to let myself continue to, just play a little bit of music of my own here. After all, I am a me, Jay, and I do confess, for those of you who hadn't noticed over 159 shows, that it's all about me and Train, of course.
Yes.
But, hey, I get to be me for you, and I hope you're all listening and having a good time. Hey, you know, I penned this. I was visiting. My mother lived in the East, up in Maine, actually on the Maine-New Hampshire border. The river runs through that, called the Saco. Saco River. And I was sitting by this Saco River one day, and this song just came to me. By the river on the grass, waiting for the clouds to pass beneath the blue. Flying birds and fallen leaves, rolling hills and higher mountains all in view. Take more time out for your own. Take more time out for your own love. La 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 la. Swirling water and floating leaves, sunlight pouring down on trees beyond the hills. Shadows falling and cool wind blowing, beating wings, songbirds calling, all is still. Take more time out for your own. Take more time out for your own love. Water and float leaves, sunlight pouring down on trees beyond the hill. Shadows falling and cool wind blowing, beating wings and songbirds calling, all is still. Let's try another one. See if we can pull this one off. Since they cut those trees for PG&E, I gotta say, I'm extremely happy because I have a beautiful view out my window now. Rolling hills and higher mountains all in view. And I like to sit by the sink and take a drink of that cool, sweet water that frosts the glass. Ah, the fragrance as well. Ah. Mm-hmm. watching the blown leaves up in the bending trees, diving from the high cliffs, sailing down to the beach. See the light, be the light, feel the sound. And take a drink of sweet water, look out the window pane, pour water on the willow, growing with a grain. Mama's little baby, asleep in the grass, sit yourself down, pick up your glass and take a drink of it. Woo! Sweet water. Look out your window, bang, boing, 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 bum, 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 bum. Oh, that lady with the red dress on. She's lying on the couch, she dykes. She's flashing her eyes. Yeah! Smile upon her mouth, look down. See the light, be the light, feel the sound. Take a drink of sweet water. Look out the window pane. Pour water on the willow. Growing with a grain. Mama, little baby. Sleep in the grass. Sit yourself down. Pick up your glass and take a drink of sweet water. Window pane. Wow. Bum, 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 bum. Against the sky, all your drinking cup is filled on behind the windowsill. See the light, be the light, feel the sound. Take a drink of sweet water, look out your window pane, water on the willow, growing with a grain. Mama's little baby, sleep in the grass, sit yourself down, pick up your glass, take a drink of it, sweet water, look out your window pane, that's right. Your window, bang, 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 bang.